WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says we need to get to the bottom of what happened at the office of the state comptroller and determine who knew improper deals with Lakewood Medicaid cheats were being made. He says, from what's being alleged in a whistleblower lawsuit,
certainly middle managers knew what was going on and these deals were being cut, and they may have been dishonest to their superiors. That's a problem. Anyone who is found to have done that needs to go.
He adds, the people of New Jersey have a right to transparency, and we have to look at the issues that have been raised. There's more on the story at nj1015.com. Two more measles cases in Jersey. People develop symptoms after being exposed to another person who acquired measles while traveling internationally. Officials say the people infected in the two new cases may have exposed others to the disease while they were at sites in Lakewood between October 25th and October 30th. And there has been a new case associated with an adenovirus outbreak at a Passaic County Pediatric Rehab Center. There have been 10 deaths amid the outbreak at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation and 28 pediatric cases. The state health department says the most recent case of an illness was Tuesday. President Trump says he's been miscast as an anti-immigration president. In a speech from the White House this afternoon, the president said, America needs immigrants to come and help its booming economy.
They should apply to come into our country. We want them to come into our country. Very much. We need people to help us with all of these companies that are coming in.
While reiterating, he intends to turn back the migrant caravan making its way toward the U.S.-Mexican border. Uber drivers will be able to pursue higher education through a new partnership between the ride-sharing app and Arizona State University. Both parties have announced the start of a pilot program in which eligible drivers can take ASU classes online with the cost of tuition fully covered. The money will come from Uber, ASU, and aid programs. The program launches in 8 places, including New Jersey. New Jersey's Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration reports a record year for small business loan activity. District Director Al Titone says in the just-ended fiscal year 2018, they saw a total of $905 million in small biz loans.
I think it's because people are investing more into their businesses, whether buying a place or expanding or getting new equipment.
The actual number of loans declined, but the dollar amount was up.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win 2 tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.